foreigner is living in a different country, a very common question that they're asked is, what do they miss from their home? So for this week's podcast in English.com, I'm talking to Helen. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Who comes from the UK, but is now living in Portugal. And I'm going to ask her the question. Helen, what do you miss from home?
Proper builder's tea.
Tea?
Yes.
Can't you buy tea here in Portugal?
Yes, you can buy tea in Portugal, but compared to English tea, it seems to be very, very weak. So in Portugal, when you ask for a black tea, a chá preta, it's a very weak tea that they often serve with hot milk, which is very wrong for an English person.
Right.
So every time I go back to the UK, I come back with a suitcase full of proper builder's tea.
Builder's tea, strong, proper
strong,
tea.
Forceful tea, yes.
Fantastic. Anything else?
I miss Marks and Spencer's.
Now, that's a shop, a clothes shop.
Well, it's clothes and food.
And food, yes.
And food. But what I miss about Marks and Spencer's is you can go in and get absolutely everything from Marks and Spencer's, and it's a great place to buy good underwear and socks and things like that. So good. I miss Marks and Spencer's.
Good value for money.
Absolutely, yeah.
I always think of it as a kind of a comfort shop somehow.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, so their food is very good as well, because you can buy lovely ready-to-cook meals, which is always good.
Anything else?
I suppose one of the things I miss most, especially being here in Portugal, is the different culture of going to the pub.
Right, because they don't have pubs here, do they?
Not so much, no. Going to the pub with your friends on a Sunday for a roast lunch is a really wonderful thing. And it's quite a different culture here. They've got lots of places to go with friends, but the good old-fashioned English pub doesn't exist.
And I think also a British pub, there's something very cosy and welcoming about it, whereas maybe some of the bars here in Portugal, they're a little bit stark.
Yeah, I suppose it's to do with, I always think, when I think of a pub, I always think of it being quite dark in there.
Low ceiling,
yeah, and comfy chairs and a roaring fire. But here, yes, it's a cafe, so brighter lights, it's very bright in there. No carpet, tile floor, yes, and you know, cafe chairs, yes. So you don't sink down with the drink. So that's what I miss quite a lot, and being around all the friends and just talking for hours.
Fantastic. Well, but you do enjoy being here in Portugal.
I love being here in Portugal, yes, definitely.
But some creature comforts are missing.
Always.
Thank you, Helen.